On today's ChurchTechCast.com Q&A show, video tips, hands-free Kindle publishing, and additional monitors for ProPresenter 5. Hi, and welcome again to the ChurchTechCast.com Q&A show. This is the show where every week I do my best to answer your questions. My name is Paul Allen Clifford, and I'm your host. And I'd love you to ask your questions, by the way. So just leave them underneath the video if you're watching this either on YouTube or on TrinityDigitalMedia.com. Or you can always go to TrinityDigitalMedia.com/contact. There you'll find my email address, paul@TrinityDigitalMedia.com. My 1-800 number, 1-877-763-3246, that's 1-877-POD-ECHO, and you'll also find my Twitter handle, Paul Allen Cliff, PaulAllenCliff. So, let's hop into the question, shall we? Daniel Patterson asks, what is the most effective way of capturing the cleanest sound during a church service? In our second service, we record direct sound from the mixer headphone jack to the camcorder. The problem, though, is that we do post-edit noise removal because of the buzz that is caused from the camcorder being plugged into an outlet. Number two, for our first service, we are in a much smaller room and so have no spotlights. One of our new media guys has started to record with a Panasonic Lumix GH3, so our video quality is much better, but what options do I have for discrete lighting of the pastor's face? Three. I've watched your videos on live production and live streaming. What basic gear do you use or recommend for both of these areas? So, let's go over these questions each in turn. Number one, cleanest sound. I would absolutely come out of the soundboard. It sounds to me like you either have a problem with a ground loop or dirty sound. In talking back and forth with you, it sounds like you've got a power conditioner, so maybe it's not dirty electricity that's causing this, where RF interference is in the electricity. So what I think is going on is you've got a ground loop. A good way to test this, and just test this way, is to get one of those three-prong to two-prong adapters, plug it in for just a minute, and see if the problem goes away. That's less than a dollar, and if the problem goes away, then you've got a problem with the ground loop. You need to call a qualified electrician and work on that. And I think that's what's going on. I think, just judging from more talking with you, that you're plugged into two totally different circuits and they've got different grounds, and there's a problem there, or there's a ground loop, one of those two. So talk to an electrician and go from there. Number two, smaller room. You could either put some ellipsoidals in the back on a lighting tree and use those, or you could do some soft boxes. I'm actually using a soft box over to my left, your right as you're looking at the video. And it was a very inexpensive soft box on Amazon, and I'll leave a link in the show notes. It's actually designed for a flash, but I've modified it so that it works in this situation. And you could do the same with some LED or compact fluorescent lights, and then you can get a nice soft wash on the pastor's face. So that's recommendation number two. Recommendation number three, for live streaming, I recommend at least two cameras. You need a way to communicate with those camera people. You need tripods. Don't just think that you can handhold. Tripods are really the better way to do it. And a video switcher. Now that can go into a capture device And you can use that for live encoding and putting it up on the web. That's perfectly cool. But that's kind of the bare minimum that I recommend. The Panasonic GH3s, I think, don't have the problem with the duration of short capture, so I think that's why you're able to do that. It's possible, though, that the video out of the GH3 contains some stuff on it. Like, for example, the video out of my Canon T3i, which is what I'm using right now, includes a red dot for the recording, the ISO, the shutter speed, all kinds of stuff that you don't want up on the screen and you don't want on your live stream. I can get around this with Magic Lantern, but you just need to keep that in mind, that there you want to get around having other stuff on the screen when you're doing this. So I hope that helps you. Barry Kendall, who is someone who is disabled, he's a quadriplegic, asks, "Can you possibly tell me if it is possible to publish on Kindle by voice recognition? I have a Windows PC with Windows 8 on it and a modern iMac. Any help from yourself, or if you know of anyone with similar problems, it would give me a mental boost." Yeah, you can absolutely use Dragon Naturally Speaking or something like that, where you can do voice recognition. I think that's what I would recommend in your case. Then I would take the document that you get, submit that to Fiverr. Well, first you've got to find someone that'll do this, but there are people on Fiverr, Fiverr.com, that for $5 will format your Kindle book. Do that, then you can upload it to Amazon and be golden. You're probably going to need an editor too, not just because it's difficult to do with voice, it's difficult no matter what to edit your own stuff. So see if you can find someone just to run through at least the grammar and spelling and such, but you might also need someone to work on the flow of your reading, your writing. I do that myself. I tried to edit it myself 3 or 4 times. Then I sent it to an editor thinking, yeah, she'll find one or two things. No, pages and pages of things. So that's what I would recommend to you as well. Bringing more people in. That's always worth doing. And if you've got people in your audience already, maybe you can get someone to do that for you for free. Adrian N via email says, I'm in the youth media team at my church, and we're making the switch to ProPresenter. Good for you. We have one main computer which controls three projectors, two projectors in the front of the church and one in the back. I'm interested in stage display for the back one. What and how do I make it happen? Thank you in advance. Okay, Adrian, you need three video outputs on your computer. Some Macs already have this. So let's say you have a Mac, latest generation MacBook Pro, you might have too many display ports and then the built-in screen, so you're golden. If, on the other hand, you have a machine that needs an additional video output, I'll leave some links in the show notes for the USB to VGA adapter or USB to DVI adapter that I recommend. I wouldn't recommend going with USB to HDMI, even though they exist, because HDMI is just not good for longer cable runs. It gets much more complex if you go that way. So you can do that. Basically, you buy this adapter, they're really inexpensive, around $30. And you install that on your Mac, and you make sure that the Mac, before you even start ProPresenter, sees three screens. So in System Preferences, it should see your main screen. If it's like an iMac or a laptop, that's obvious. But then the other two, it should also see. Once it sees all three of them, then you can go into ProPresenter and say, okay, this one's the stage display, this is the main display, and this is the control screen. It It's not hard to do. You just have to know where to look. And I've got a video for that, so I'll include a link to that as well. So I hope that helped you. I hope that answered some questions that maybe you hadn't written in yet. But if it didn't, don't forget to drop me a line and I'll answer your questions. If you like this content, don't hesitate to join my free email newsletter as well by heading on over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/gifts, G-I-F-T-S, and you can get either a free video course, a copy, an electronic copy of my book on Twitter, Tweeting Church, or you can get my five Pro Presenter 5 tricks little ebook thing, free report, and you'll also get a free copy of my email newsletter that goes out weekly with all kinds of tips and tricks. Hope that helps you. Go out and change eternity. Until next time, this is Paul Allen Clifford with TrinityDigitalMedia.com.